All right, let's go ahead and open up the Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We've been talking about, over the weeks, about the power of transformation, how God works in our inner man to transform us and change us. We've been talking about our minds and how important our thought processes are in this whole idea of transformation. Remember, we used an illustration a few weeks ago of a tuning fork and how that, you know, we know that as far as our physical makeup, at our very pure essence, we are energy. The way God's created us, and that everything in creation gives out a vibration, and how that our, you know, when we saw a tuning fork, that when we are like those two tuning forks, when they are in harmony with one another and there's nothing obstructing and they're on the same frequency, that the one tuning fork sending out those waves causes a response for the other one, and it makes that same sound. But when you put a weight upon it, it causes it to be different in some way, and it does not respond. And that we, as God's children, the one vibration we need to be giving out as we live our lives on a daily basis, that the world needs to be sensing, that brothers and sisters need to be sensing, is the love of God coming from us to other people and responding to that. And I made a statement when we were talking about that a few weeks ago, that when our tuning fork, our inner man, gets out of frequency for some reason, that the quickest way to get it back into where it needs to be, to remove the weight so that we can begin to send out that right vibration to the world around us, is gratitude. It is beginning to express gratitude and acknowledging gratitude and thankfulness in your life for the things that God has blessed you with. Now, the Apostle Paul speaks of this. And we're going to see that all throughout Scripture, why God has instituted and woven gratitude into the fabric of creating a quality kind of life for us when, as we walk through this world, no matter the mountaintops or the valleys that we go through, and how impactful gratitude is upon us in the way that we live our lives each day, the way that we think, our minds, our literal physical brain, our physical health, and our relationships with other people. Why gratitude is so very important. And Paul simply makes this brief statement to the Thessalonians as he's closing this letter to them, how he tells them that in everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you. Remember, we've talked about the will of God in the past. God specifically tells us, if you want to know my will, I want you to be a grateful person. And I want you to express gratitude in everything that you are going through. Notice he didn't say for everything, but in the midst of everything, give thanks. There are a lot of things we may not be thankful for that happened in our lives, but we can find things to be grateful for. We can find a way to express gratitude to God in the midst of some of the most difficult places in our lives, because there's always a silver lining, no matter how dark the cloud is. In everything, give thanks. Now, if I could offer you a magic potion this morning, that I said, look, if you just drink this, this magic potion is going to make you more productive. It's going to make you more optimistic in life. It is going to guarantee you a healthier life physically, emotionally, spiritually, in every way. And guess what? This potion is not going to cost you a dime. And it's yours for free. Most of us in here probably would say, I'll take some of that. I want it. If I know it's guaranteed to make me more productive, more health, much more healthy, more of energetic and vibrant, if I know it's going to help me emotionally to be great, it's going to impact my relationship and relationships in every way be great, I want that. Every one of us would want a potion if that kind of potion existed. And yet, we know there is no potion out there. And yet, there is something greater than that, that God has given to us, greater than any potion that any man could concoct in a lab. And that is the expression of gratitude. I mean, look in the Bible at how much the issue of praise and thanksgiving is focused upon. I mean, one psalm alone where the psalmist is writing, constantly prefacing everything that he says with, give thanks to the Lord for he is good. Give thanks to the Lord for he is good. Give thanks to the Lord for he is good. Or the psalms of praise and focusing on the blessing of who God is and thanking God for who he is. And how we see throughout Paul's letters and the experiences of the brothers and sisters as they were going through difficulties in their lives, how that thanksgiving was a vital part of that. That it was essential to them being successful to navigate whatever they were going through. Giving gratitude and giving thanksgiving to God. Give thanks to the Lord, the scripture says. In everything, Paul says, give thanks. Gratitude is woven into the part of God's creation to be a channel of blessing. A channel of blessing to us, and then a channel of blessing to the world that we relate to all around us. I mean, think about these things. And we've talked a little bit in the past few weeks about science and the discoveries that science is making that's only validating things that the scripture has stated for thousands of years. Now, again, a lot of these people didn't know why things worked in the Old Testament or the New Testament. They didn't know, you know, how it actually worked in the physical realm, but they knew that it did. They knew that it had an impact, so they had a hard experience of it. But now science is making discoveries and finding out why these things work, why they actually impact our lives, and the physical impacts that they have upon us when we practice these things as a regular practice in our life. I mean, science knows and tells us and that when we're grateful people, we are happier people, we are more optimistic people, we have a better outlook on life. People who perceive and practice gratitude as a habit in their life, not simply as something that they every once in a while they just give it a try, but it becomes a permanent state of mind. It's become a habitual thing for them. And again, just like we've talked about in transformation, that this is something that you do over and over. Whether you feel like it or not, you make a choice to be grateful and you express that gratitude. And you continue through repetition, over and over and over and over again. You can effectively change your belief system deep within your inner man, to where you begin to be a grateful person, not just express gratitude, but you become a person of gratitude and are not just practicing something, but you literally become a grateful person. Scientists tell us that people who are grateful have a better edge on people who are not grateful when it comes just to physical health. They say that people that are grateful take better care of themselves physically. They exercise more regularly. They have better diet habits as they eat day in and day out, simply because of their optimistic and grateful attitude. One of the things that we know that gratitude will definitely do when you express it in your life is it is a stress buster. Now, stress is a deadly thing in our lives. As we talked about a few weeks ago, remember that we probably spend about 70% of the thoughts that we think out of the 50 to 60,000 thoughts we think a day. 70% of those thoughts are generally in the negative context, which produces stress in our life. And stress has a negative impact upon our physical health. We know that stress can make us sick. It can impact us in a very negative way, especially when we're not able to cope with it. Doctors have found and know that stress is a direct tie, has direct tie to two of the leading causes of death in our society, heart attacks and cancer. And that 90%, they say, of people who end up in doctor's offices are there because of stress-related events in their life, simply because they're not able to deal or cope with the stress that they're experiencing. But gratitude can help us manage that stress better in our lives. That feelings of thankfulness, they promote a positive value in helping us deal with our daily problems, and especially with this whole idea of stress. Another thing that they found about gratitude is that it boosts your personal immune system in your physical body when you are a grateful person. There are more persons who are grateful, are more optimistic. And one researcher at the University of Utah, Lisa Aspinwall, says this. She said, there are some very interesting studies linking optimism to better immune function. In one, researchers comparing the immune systems of healthy first-year law students under stress found that by midterm, students characterized as optimistic, based on survey responses, maintained higher numbers of blood cells that protect the immune system compared with their more pessimistic classmates. Optimism also has a positive health impact on people compromised health. In separate studies, patients confronting AIDS as well as those preparing to undergo surgery had better health outcomes when they maintained attitudes of optimism. As most of you know, my wife's biological father's been going through pretty rough road the last 11 days up at the Rex. And one of the things that one of the doctors we were discussing is he was talking about how important a positive attitude is for him to have and to facilitate and try to cultivate that within him. Because it's been proven. He went through some of the same things, saying that when people have an optimistic, grateful, positive attitude, it has a direct correlation to their getting well. And better. It only goes to say, if stress can make you sick and your thoughts that lead to stress can make you sick, doesn't it just stand to reason that the opposite can be true as well? That the positive, grateful aspect of giving thanks can make you better. If thoughts have that power, and we know that thoughts do have that power, they are a real energy, they are a real force. They have positive impacts upon our lives. And they can have negative impacts on our lives. So gratitude is something that's very, very vital and important. One of the things that they found when they're looking at the whole idea of gratitude is that it is biologically good for your body. Not just from the physical standpoint, but biologically good for you. They say that a healthy mind equals a healthy body. When you express gratitude and kindness, it warms your heart. It aids in fighting off healing and sometimes even curing illnesses. In many institutes right now that are dealing with serious life-threatening diseases, they're bringing in people to help people cultivate an attitude of gratitude in their life. They're helping people learn how to practice gratitude because they found a direct correlation in their well-being and getting better. And because of the way that they are thinking and approaching what they're facing in their lives. Now, you remember when you were in biology class long time ago, at some point we had to talk about this thing up here between our ears called a brain. And we probably had to learn about all these different little parts of this thing called the brain, which is a very powerful thing that God has given to us. But in our brains, there's a little tiny portion of our brains that's about the size of a pea called the hypothalamus. It's at the base of your brain. It's tucked way in there, but it's just a small little thing. But it has some of the greatest impact upon how we feel, how we think, and how we act every day based upon the signals that are being sent to it by the rest of our brain. This little area of our brain, it controls our appetites. It regulates our hormones in our body. It maintains our daily physiological cycles. It has to do with our sexual behaviors. It has to do with our sleep, our rest, all kinds of areas that it impacts upon our life. And it controls our emotional responses to things as well in life. Now, there was a study that was done that said back in 2009 that when this little pea-sized area, the hypothalamus, is activated by thoughts, by signals that have been sent to it by the rest of the brain, when we feel attitude, when we express kindness and thankfulness, it's like a lightning bolt going to this little area of your brain. It activates it in a very powerful way when we express gratitude. It shows us that you and I cannot really function well without grace and gratitude in our life and it being expressed. And what happens is when those signals are sent to that little area of your brain, there is a chemical that is released in your body called dopamine. It's the feel-good chemical. It's the chemical that gets us addicted to things in life that make us feel good. That's what's activated when people get hooked on, get highs and all those kind of things, because this dopamine's being released and they want to feel that. And so they're constantly looking for that and to maintain that high, that exhilarated kind of feeling. Well, guess what? When you express gratitude and thankfulness, signals are sent to that area that release dopamine in your physical body. You feel good. You get a natural high, literally, by simply being grateful and thankful. And guess what? It feels so good that it becomes addictive to you. A good kind of addiction that makes you want, hey, I like this feeling. I want to keep feeling this way. So guess what? Let me put one and one together that equals two. I said thank you. I expressed gratitude and it equaled me feeling great. So guess what? I want to start doing this all the time because I like this feeling. And so biologically, it has an impact upon us. We become motivated to want to feel it again and again and again. Something else that it does. They have found that expressing gratitude in your life helps to reduce physical pain in your body. That it can reduce pain levels. There was a study called Counting Blessings versus Burdens, and it was done back in 2003. And there were people who were ill and sick that were asked to keep a gratitude journal of things that they were thankful for. And 16% of the subjects said that they reported reduced symptoms of what they were experiencing. And 10% of the subjects said they experienced a decrease in pain. It said that showed that they were more willing to exercise. They were more motivated in their time to begin to recover. Part of that, they realized, had to do with that dopamine being released, that feel-good hormone. And so they wanted to continue to do that. Another thing that we do when we practice gratitude, how it impacts us, it gives us better rest at night when we go to bed to go to sleep. How many of you ever gone to bed stressed out and not been able to sleep? We all have. Worried, anxious. We toss and our turn because bad hormones are being turned loose that are causing us to have that fight or flight response in our body, like we were being chased by some wild animal, and it's causing us to be that way, and it's impacting us, and our bodies cannot rest, which in turn, if you don't rest, your immune system gets broken down. One thing leads to another, like a domino effect. But gratitude has the opposite effect, that when you give thanks, it affects you in a positive way and increases the quality of your sleep, the amount of time it takes for you to get to sleep, it lessens it, and then it lengthens the duration of your good sleep that you need just by simply saying thank you. Again, that little pea-sized thing in your brain, the hypothalamus, gets activated to send that response for when you go to sleep at night. Rest. Sleep. It's good. All is well. Everything is at peace. There's this overwhelming sense of well-being and your body is able to relax and get the refreshing rest that it needs. Remember, when you're stressed, you've got this anxiety and it's affecting all, not just your mind, but all kinds of other bodily functions within you. Your organs are, everything is impacted by stress in our lives. So if we rest better, guess what? It also has a domino effect to making us more healthy as well by simply learning to say thank you. That's it. By simply learning to say and acknowledge and give thanks. It's good for us in every single way. One research study on gratitude said that the subjects were made when they were cultivating appreciation in their lives, that 23% showed a decrease in the level of cortisol, which is the stress hormone that gets released. Just reduced it completely by simply practicing gratitude. 80% of the participants showed changes in the rate of their heart beating. People that are able to have gratitude and thankfulness physically slowed their heart rate down, that it wasn't being racing because of stress in their life. Blood pressures went down simply because of people expressing gratitude. Gratitude reduces anxiety. Gratitude reduces depression, they have found as well. It increases long-term happiness in a person's life, and their whole perspective and outlook on what's out in front of them is benefited by it. One study, they actually did an MRI scan on the brain, and it was determined that there were significant positive effects in the brain. I've seen some of these on video where areas of the brain light up when people are being grateful and expressing thanks for something in their lives. And they did these scans, and when they did it, they said that the brain was so effective in such a positive way, but not only that, not only reducing the stress levels, but people were able to handle things in their lives, negative emotions better, like guilt and shame, things that detrimentally impacted them. They were able to manage a great deal easier, and they were more willing to be helpful to other people. They were more willing to be empathetic with others, enter into their pains and their sufferings, and to be encouraging to them along with other kinds of emotions. Giving gratitude also found that it expresses your vitality and your energy physically. How many of you have been anxious before and depressed about something, and your body is just like, bleh. You know that feeling. You don't want to do anything. But the opposite of that is when you're expressing gratitude, it promotes and it energizes you to be active and to be living life in a very vital way. Research has shown that people who are grateful have higher energy levels than people who are not. They're more relaxed. They're happier. They are healthier. Makes us healthier in every single way. Now, guess what? If it makes you healthier in every single way, you're getting good rest, you're releasing good hormones, there's all kinds of these positive, beneficial health effects to it, then what do you think it does to the longevity of your life? Helps you live longer as well. There are a lot of people who've gone to early graves simply because of stress in their lives. Doctors will tell you that. They've seen people come in that otherwise should be able to live a healthy life, but because of stress in their life and the negative effects that it's had upon their physical body, they simply could not deal with it. And gratitude changes all of that. So God was kind of smart because He's wired us in such a way that when we say thank you, when we express gratitude to Him for His blessings in our lives, we express gratitude to Him for people in our lives, when we express gratitude to other individuals and we learn how to say thank you and we are blessing them, that there is a physical benefit to us. That's just the way God has created things to work. And that's a good thing. This is why Paul said, in everything, give thanks. Again, Paul didn't know a lot about, he didn't know about dopamine. He might not have known a whole lot about the hypothalamus or any of those kinds of things. But people knew that gratitude has a positive effect upon their lives. They might not have been able to explain why it did, but they knew that it did. And people in cultures throughout history have known this as well. The physical benefits that gratitude has. Gratitude will also make us more productive in our lives outwardly. It'll make us more productive in our relationships. It'll make us more productive in our jobs. It'll make us more productive in every single solitary area. Gratitude, one of the things that gratitude will do in helping us become more successful and productive is it will be like a magnet, attracting things to us in our lives that we desire and we want, that we're longing for. Remember when we talked about the laws of the mind, how that any thought that becomes emotionalized becomes magnetized and pulls and has like and similar thoughts attracted to it. Remember, if you've got one thought that's a negative thought and you start giving emotion to that, how all these other negative kinds of thoughts in your life start popping up and whoop, being drawn to it. It's just like a magnet. Gratitude has the same effect in our lives. The things that we think upon, the things that we focus upon begin to be drawn and attracted to us. Now think about this. Wouldn't you want to have and experience the things for which you're grateful for? More of them. I mean, think about that. Who wouldn't want, God, I'm so grateful for your love. Or to my wife, thank you for loving me. And being just something as simple as love and expressing gratitude for love. Do you know what? You're sowing gratitude. Guess what? And through gratitude, you're sowing that and you're going to reap back love. Love and experiencing more love in your life. Just the law that that's the way the universe and God has ordained it to work. The things for which we give thanks for are the things that are attracted back to us as well. Same thing though works on the flip side. You ever notice how the negative things come back at us as well too, that we focus upon? Because it becomes like a magnet. When you give thanks for the blessings you have in life, and you're focusing on those things, you're focusing more clearly on what you want to have and experience in your life as well. And what you want to walk in on a daily basis. Gratitude will improve every relationship that we've got in our lives. Why? When we are raising our kids, one of the first things we try to teach them when they're relating to other people is when somebody does something for you, you say, thank you. We know that that is a good thing. We know that it's good manners, but we didn't know what a positive effect it can have upon us. People appreciate being appreciated. People appreciate being thankful for them and what they may have done for them. It's a powerful, powerful lesson. People like to know how you feel about them. It's very easy for us to find the negatives in people's lives. It's very easy for us to sit back and examine other people and find the flaws and the wrongs and all of those things. But we don't take the time to spend the energy and that takes a lot of energy. Believe me, when you're sitting there trying to find the negatives about people and pointing it out, it's bad, bad energy. But when you sit back and put that same amount of time and effort into thinking on positive things, the good things that you can see in a person, the things for which you can be thankful for, it has a great impact upon your relationship. Just be grateful for the contributions that people make and have made in your lives, whether it's your parents, your brothers, your sisters, brothers and sisters in Christ, people that you work with, people that have mentored you, people that have done things for you. Acknowledge that and be grateful for it. Gratitude will reduce a negative attitude in your life as well. When you're focused on being positive, you ain't got time to be focused on being negative and being pessimistic, whining, and complaining when you're focused on being thankful. One of the fastest ways, like I said, to change your whole mood and outlook, look on a daily, moment-by-moment basis, is when you start feeling like that, stop it. Because remember, you have the power to choose what you're going to think on, what you're not. And begin to focus on what you can be thankful for. And begin to acknowledge that in your life. They've even found that in work situations, when you face problems or in life, that gratitude improves your ability to solve problems. You approach a problem in a completely different way. Sometimes we see a problem coming up in our lives and we approach it the wrong way. We look at it and say, well, something's wrong. We've got a barrier in our way. We got to figure out how to get this barrier out of our way. And then we begin to put effort in to try to fix it. But when we approach it in a different way and we think about, well, what are we grateful for? And what are the things that I can learn from this now? What are the positive benefits that can come from this? And how can I approach this in a positive way to help me learn? Because this is an opportunity for me to grow. This is an opportunity for transformation to come in my life right now in some way, shape, or form. Whether it's in my business, whether it's in my personal relationships, I've got an opportunity for change and transformation to happen. Now, how can I approach this to learn from it in a very positive manner? You enter it with a whole different perspective. When Paul said, in everything, give thanks, He knew from personal experience that when mountains were in front of you, you didn't see them as a barrier. You saw them as an opportunity. You saw them as an opportunity to see God work and work in you to transform. Therefore, I can give thanks for that mountain. In everything, I can give thanks. I don't see it as a difficulty, something that I've got to solve and fix, but it's an opportunity to grow. And then in the process of learning and growing and allowing it to be a transformative thing in my life, things just seem to happen to work out. And things get navigated in a completely different way. It helps us solve problems. And therefore, it helps us to learn. And we're here to learn. We're all in the process of growing and learning and being changed and being transformed each and every day. That's why Paul knew that God is able to make all things work together for my good, no matter what they are. He's able to do that. I trust that. So I'm looking at these things and these challenges that come to me in my life, and I'm learning from them. Oh, I learned that God's a good provider in this situation because I saw him provide. I learned that God is my strength here because I found his strength sufficient. I learned how to be content because I was without, but the Lord gave me the strength and the ability to find that I can do all things through Christ. Every opportunity became a learning experience for him, as it did for the believers as they learned about these things and the power of giving thanks. Paul knew what he was talking about when he said, in everything give thanks, because this is God's will. This is God's desire. Why does God want you to give thanks? Because God knows the physical benefits it'll be for you. He knows how to bless you biologically. He knows how to bless you in your relationships. He knows how to bless you on your job. He knows it'll bless you in problem solving. He knows how giving thanks simply will bless you in every single area of your life. Something so simple as two words. Thank you. God's pretty smart. And he's wired and structured the universe and everything in it. There are laws and things by which everything works. And when it's being followed properly, it works properly and wonderfully. But when it's not, we run into brick walls and problems because we're going contrary to God's best. The way that grace does, as Eugene Peterson said, learning how to live in the unforced rhythms of grace every day. Giving thanks. Something very, very simple. But there's a lot of ways for us to be able to do that each day in our lives. Not a magic potion, but choices that we begin to make. Now, we've talked about some of these things before. One of the things I would encourage you to do, if you don't keep a journal of some sort on a daily basis, just get a little notepad and call this my thank you notepad. Maybe every day, either when you get up and start your day or when you go to bed at night, just jot down four or five things for which you're thankful for. Four or five people and why you're thankful for them. Just write it down and acknowledge it. See, gratitude is something that has to be expressed. Not just felt, but expressed. You can express it in writing. You can express it by saying something to somebody. When someone does something for you, acknowledge it in the moment. Say thank you. Let them know you appreciate, even if it's something as simple as somebody opening the door for you at the store. And saying thank you. Having a positive attitude toward that individual for being kind to you. When you make that list, sit down and make a list of people. Sit down and reflect and think for a few moments on what you've written down and cultivate. Allow the emotion of gratitude to rise up in your heart. Feel it. Emotion is a very powerful thing. Remember, we talked about a few weeks ago the little brain that is in our heart is much more powerful than this one up here. That has so much of an impact upon, that communicates physically with our brain. But why the scripture talks so much about our heart and the seat of emotions and feelings that are there. And again, science is saying, well, there's reason why. But cultivate a feeling of gratitude. What's interesting is this, is that when you cultivate an emotion like gratitude, appreciation, compassion, or concern, and you associate it with a person or someone, some event, something in your life, and you associate it with it, and you begin to feel that, again, the emotion coupled with the thought does some very powerful physical things in your body. That there are signals that are sent from your heart to your brain that are regular. Things become more rhythmic, more orderly. Any kind of emotion like appreciation, gratitude, compassion, and caring, the brain releases, again, a chemistry into your physical body when you're feeling those emotions and you're experiencing those emotions. And when you feel a sense of well-being, the hormones that create stress do this. And literally, it can happen in a matter of moments. You can go from being up here on a stress level and begin to cultivate appreciation and gratitude, and literally within moments you can go from here to here inside, chemically, just by the feeling and the emotion of expressing gratitude. Not only that, but there are properties that are released in your system that are anti-aging properties. And into your immune system that immediately get activated, not only when you're expressing gratitude, but you're feeling it. That boom, just get released into your system. Little thing called DHEA, that's the life-affirming precursor to all the other vital hormones in your body, gets an increase of 100% in your physical body in 3 minutes time when you're sitting down and feeling and expressing gratitude. 100% increase. Well, tell me that God is not smart for the positive impact that gratitude can have on your life. So as you look at your list, I like to sit down, and I do it 4 or 5 times a day now. I'll sit down, I'll put my hand over my heart, and I'll close my eyes, and I'll begin to think of someone or something. Person, sometimes it's been something as simple as an event or an animal even, or something that I've experienced in nature. Close my eyes and just begin to cultivate that feeling of gratitude for just 3 or 4 minutes and acknowledging that and focusing upon it. And I've seen things just in a matter of moments when I've begun to feel something stressful coming. Just sit down and acknowledge to God and just thank you, Father. And just begin to focus on that and see things impact like that. It works. In fact, now when I go to my prayer time and have early morning prayer time when I'm with the Lord, that's one of the first things I do. I just sit down, put my hand over my heart, and I just focus on gratitude and thankfulness to Him. Because I know not only am I benefiting from it spiritually, but it's also having a physical impact upon my body. And I'm also setting my mind and getting my mind in gear for what my day is going to be like. And the first 5 minutes you wake up in the morning are the most important moments of your day, and it's going to determine probably 90-something percent of what you experienced that day and what you focused on and thinking about and feeling before you even roll out of bed. Put a list down. Acknowledge to people when they do things for you. Shoot them an email. Do it quickly. Don't put it off. Let them know you appreciate them. And most important of all, throughout your day, when you have opportunity, give thanks to the Father for all the blessings that He gives to you, for all the things in life. Look, we talked about it. We live in a universe of abundance. I mean, we're surrounded by abundance everywhere. Look out there right now. How many different leaves are on the ground and not one of them's the same? How many trees are out here? Not one of them's the same. Look at all the pine trees. Look at all the oak trees. Look at all the blades of grass that are growing around us. Look at all the grains of sand that we're surrounded by. Look at the heavens at night and all the multitudes of billions of galaxies that are out there. Now, just this galaxy filled with star after star and all kinds of things. Go in the grocery store and see the multitudes of vegetables and fruits and all of the things. We are surrounded by abundance. Everywhere we go. God has made it an abundant universe. We can find things to be grateful for. I wish I had thought about it, show you the video. That even as simple, they did a study on water. And they showed little water molecules. And the little molecules and the shapes of those molecules as they're made up in water naturally. And the difference that was made when gratitude was expressed in the presence of that water or for that water. And they did put those things up under the microscope and showed the change in the geometric patterns inside those molecules. They began to change and look like beautiful snowflakes simply because of appreciation and gratitude. They also put them in the presence of negative things and they were all discombobulated and not shaped in any kind of pattern, just crazy random. Everything was disjointed within it. Now think about that. If gratitude can have that kind of an impact on a little molecule in water, what kind of an impact can it have on you? What kind of an impact can it have on the person that you express it to? By saying thank you to them with a feeling of gratitude. Paul said, in everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you. Do you think Father wants the best for you? Sure he does. He knows what's best. And gratitude is one of the best things you could ever practice. And he knows it. Well, let's pray. Father, thank you for the wonderful opportunity to say thank you. Thank you for every good and perfect gift that you have given to us even today. And every good and perfect gift that flows continually from you. Who are the Father of life and light. Help each of us to cultivate an attitude of gratitude, and a habit, a practice, and literally become grateful people. Maybe as you're sitting here right now, just think of three or four things or people that you're thankful for and just tell the Father, thank you. It is good to give thanks. In Jesus' name.